John and Scala, AKC's.
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, I love this tune. John and Scott back with you. Episode 26, part 2. Here at Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott. And the guy who's going,
oh, yeah.
Is he getting it from behind?
No, yeah. But I'll tell you why I'm listening to this song, Scotters. It happened today. It happened today.
You got it from behind?
No. I was painting the bathroom,
right,
and all of a sudden I realized I need to take a break. So I sat down, poured myself a nice orange crush, turned the TV on, clicked through the cable channels, and guess what's on?
Ferris Bueller.
That's right.
That's out of sight.
So
man.
I couldn't go back to you painting right. Until I watched the whole thing.
You got to watch the whole movie,
and then at the end. And it's so goddamn funny and creepy. This song comes on when Mr. Rooney, the school principal, mm-hmm. after he gets chewed up by the Rottweiler,
mm-hmm.
He's walking down the street and the school bus cruises down the street and the school bus driver says, "Hey, Mr. Rooney, want to ride?" So he decides to get in the school bus with all the freaky kids and this song comes on.
Oh yeah.
You know what else this song was in? Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox.
Is that when he humped the president's wife to get to the top?
Aunt Vera.
That was hot. Secret of My Success is my cock. Sticking it in your vagina.
Oh my god.
And getting props.
A lot of vagina.
A vagina.
A lot of vagina.
A lot of vagina.
But anyways, this song is called "Oh Yeah" by Yellow.
Well, John, I have some. Here's what I have. I have the blessed. Let me start over. We took a long
heroic.
We take a break between 1 and 2 and part 3, and the break between part 1 and part 2 was. Extra extended, if you know what
well,
I mean.
Well, I found out that Rick called, our lead guitar player and singer.
Because we are a band.
And
he was supposed to come in tonight.
Yeah, he was supposed to come in, and I thought he'd call me earlier. And I think he did, but he didn't leave a message. So I didn't call him back because I thought maybe it was his wife wanted to talk to my wife or I don't know.
Whatever.
He called at my house. So right. I said, "Hey, the cannons are beeping through," but she was talking to her mom in Hawaii.
When you say the cannons are beeping through, that means her breasts, right?
Yeah, their cans okay, her are cannons. Beeping through.
Her cannons. She's got some cannons.
And nice cans. So anyway, so I called Rick and I said, "Hey, you know, come on by." And you said, "Tell him to get here for part 3. "Oh, I'm not going to make it," he said. "Why not?" "Well, I was carving a pumpkin and I stabbed myself in the hand."
And here's the cool part. The blade went through one side and came out the other side. So it's like good news, bad news, I guess. Because good news
is... It's through and through.
It's through and through and it's funny. Bad news is that's his picking hand and we may not be able to practice for a while.
That's right. Might not be able to practice tomorrow night. However, maybe we can get together at my house for a podcast.
Oh, that'd be hot.
And all my neighbors like to come over to our place.
Right.
Brian might be there.
On a Monday night?
On a Monday night.
Why and, on a Monday night?
What do you mean?
Why do your neighbors like to come over on a Monday
because
night?
Because it's Halloween.
All right.
All the kids.
Duh. It's Halloween.
So we can drag them downstairs.
Right.
And do a podcast.
No doubt. That's hot, man. Sign me up.
We could do a 20-minute special.
20-minute live Halloween special.
Yeah. And, so he stabbed himself in the hand. I digress. Back to Rick. Stabbed himself in the hand. He said he was bleeding, but he wrapped it up really tight, and he decided to work in the yard, and it started gushing blood again. And I said, did you go to the doctor? And he says, not yet. And you heard it from my cell phone to your ear
while
it was up against my ear.
Not yet.
I need a cough button. Here, let me do the cough button. Here we go.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. So anyway.
How about a snort button? You got one of those?
Well,
what
you
the
know
hell
when,
was that?
You know when you got a cold, you never go hungry.
Right.
When you have a cold.
No doubt.
So Rick's not going to make it for the third part because he
gashed his hand open.
He sliced it.
His picking hand. All right, well, John, getting back to the best cleavage in Hollywood, which I was so eloquently trying
to... Cocksucker!
Maybe. But, John, here's the top 10 best cleavage in Hollywood as by In Touch Weekly. I don't know if they're a magazine, a radio. I don't know. I just have a printout. That's all I have.
Well, you know, this song is appropriate then. So go ahead.
All right,
read.
Yeah, put that in the background. All right, so number 10, they have Nicolette Sheridan here. And I don't agree with that. You agree with that?
No.
Nicolette Sheridan?
No.
All right, so in the number 10 slot, or spot, I put Christina Applegate.
Oh,
instead
yeah.
Instead of Nicolette Sheridan.
Yeah.
Because she's had a fantastic cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much all her life.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9, Susan Sarandon. Number 8, Mariah Carey. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, Scarlett Johansson. Number 6, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Number 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Halle Berry, Academy Award winner.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4, also an Academy Award winner.
Oh, yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3, Carmen Electra.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
And number 1.
Number 1.
Can you give me a guess?
Gentlemen.
Who's number 1 best
ladies and gentlemen.
You got a guess?
Hold on. Let me think.
He's thinking.
I'm thinking. Best cleavage in Hollywood.
Best cleavage in Hollywood of the women that I didn't
Hollywood.
Mention. Hollywood, that's in California.
That's California, Hollywood.
On the West Coast. A lot of movies come out of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would... What?
I was going to say, apparently you don't have a guess.
Well, give me a clue.
All right. Number 1, Jessica Simpson.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with that.
Whoa, no. In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Ooh, what'd she do, one movie?
Dukes of Hazzard, which you've talked
no
about.
Way.
So, she's, yeah.
Nah, but
Jessica Simpson, about... number 1. Selma Hayek, for me, number 1. I mean, she's not only got the cleavage, but when you stop looking at the cleavage and you go up the neck into the face, just one of the most attractive women on the planet, in my opinion, John.
She's bubbly.
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 She's
bubbly.
Bubbly.
Embrace the power of the pumps.
The pumps? Or the what? The what? Embrace the power of the...
How many souls can you deliver to me today? You've got plenty of shoes there. How many shoes do you have in the store? You play a good game of hoops?
What is that from?
I have no idea. It's called the Satan Soundboard.
In part 1, we played a little bit of Sulu, because Sulu came out of the closet.
The
all right. But there's a Sulu clip on there that I gave you. It's kind of a quiz. You have to figure out what Sulu is saying. And I had to listen to this frickin' thing 20 times before I figured out what Sulu was saying.
Which one?
In this clip.
Can you tell me the clip number?
Yeah, play the first one. What do we got? Just go ahead and play it.
Sulu Hope Work. Sulu Seconds. Sulu What?
Sulu What? Play Sulu What?
Cut you to pieces every time.
What?
Play it again. Try to figure it out.
Try to cross brains with Spock. They cut you to pieces every time.
Do you know what he's saying?
Try. Wait. One more time. Whoops.
Try to cross brains with Spock. They cut you to pieces every time.
Oh, that's easy.
What is it, man?
Try to cross brains with Spock. He'll cut you to pieces every time.
You got it, man. After the
Thank
third
you.
Listen. It took me 20 listens to figure out what that MF was talking about. 20 times. I was like, what is he? Fish. He'll fish. He'll cut you to fish. What the hell is he talking about? So I had to listen to that goddamn thing 20 times before I figured it out.
Cross the pencil, bye. Cut the pieces every time.
All right, John. It's a little more celebrity news. And this is someone we're both familiar with. Emilio Estevez. Because we know him from the...
What the fuck is that noise coming out of you?
Because Emilio was in the Breakfast Club.
What is that? Is that like...
I command thee to speak. I command thee to give me your soul. John, suck my cock in hell.
I am the Prince of Darkness.
Thank you.
All right, so
that was Satan checking in.
Emilio
right there.
Estevez. Did you know who's jealous of Emilio Estevez? John?
Who's jealous of what?
Emilio Estevez. Who's jealous of Emilio Estevez?
Who is jealous of Emilio Estevez?
I'll tell you, John. Ashton Kutcher.
Why?
Is. Because. Because
he banged
Kutcher is nervous about wife Demi Moore's upcoming role in the Emilio Estevez film Baby.
Why? Which he banged
Estevez
her already.
Wrote and will direct. Moore and Estevez got together in 85 on the set of St. Elmo's Fire. Ashton was...
Oh, that's a movie that should have been on the list.
No, it shouldn't. Ashton was 8 and got engaged that same year before breaking up in 87. That's Emilio. Ashton's even told Demi he's panicking and feeling jealous. What a pussy. What a... Everything I thought about Ashton Kutcher, who's not very talented, but you got to admit he's a handsome guy.
Hello?
He's a young guy. He's handsome.
Yes.
He's got a shitload of money. Right
yes.
place, right time. But the thing about Ashton Kutcher, man, he's mental. That's the thing. He's
yeah.
retarded. Marrying Demi Moore when she's 42, and on top of that, then getting jealous of Emilio
yeah,
Estevez.
The wife, father.
What the hell is that? Ashton Kutcher, get your head out of your ass, okay?
Yeah, no.
You're
doubt.
Ashton Kutcher, okay? Jesus.
Go ahead.
All right. In other celebrity news, on our Halloween special, the star reports that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are currently hammering out a deal. The major sticking point. Pitt's visitation rights to Jolie's two adopted children, who already think of him as their daddy.
Can you help an old altar boy, father?
Brad's friend tells the tab that Angelina wants Brad to give up on any claim on the children in the prenup. And they said, I think he'd sign anything if it got Angelina to marry him. Another source says that Katie Holmes freaked out.
What?
Yeah, she freaked out.
Come
and
on.
I'm telling you, John. And that's probably what it sounded like.
Oh, my God.
And this is the beginning of the end.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
We talked about this before. When Katie Holmes wakes up and smells the coffee that is Tom Cruise, she will leave as soon as she can.
So what do you think? Is there like a little angel on Tom Cruise or devil on Tom Cruise's shoulder saying,
stick your cock up her ass, you motherfucking worthless cocksucker.
I think so. And I think the only place Tom could stick it up would be the sphincter, allegedly, because he couldn't deal with the vagina.
A lot of vagina.
Allegedly. All right, so here's the story.
That was the name of a character
in
Austin
entirety,
Powers.
Here's the story. Katie Holmes...
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay.
Again.
Fine. Segue for the 80th time. All right. Katie Holmes freaked out when Tom Cruise asked her to sign a prenup, but he finally sold a tearful Katie on the agreement by telling her, get this, John, that it's for her protection.
You fucking bastard!
So Katie Holmes, I love you. I want to marry you and spend the rest of my life and have my children with you. But hey, sign this prenup because...
Mother?
It's for your protection.
What's wrong with me?
Is that the most whacked out thing you've ever heard? So first of all, kudos.
No, because he's wacko.
Oh, he's wacko, but kudos to Katie Holmes for finally getting freaked out. We need more Katie Holmes freaks out is what we need.
What's wrong with me?
You fucking bastard!
That's what she's saying to him now.
And she should be.
Before she was saying,
fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me!
I wonder what the W's car sounds like when he's trying to start it in the winter. Would you know what that sounds like?
Yeah, I would, but you got to give me a chance, man. Right. You got to slip me a note.
I'll slip it to you.
I think Vladimir Putin.
What an ignoramus, and we'll get to him a little bit later.
Yeah.
All right, so Tom Cruise made Katie Holmes sign a prenup, John.
Oh, prenup.
But get this, the Scientology is in the news. Scientology lawyers order website devoted to ridiculing Cruise to stop using the domain Scientology.info. So they were Scientology, whatever. These geniuses, okay? Brilliant. Effing brilliant. They came up with Scientology.info. And Scientology is so pissed off that they're suing them to cease and desist.
Really? Who?
Actually, it's a New Zealand website devoting to exposing Tom Cruise's moronic behavior in his relentless crusade to promote the Church of Scientology.
A master of the muffin.
This website has been ordered by church lawyers. I didn't know. I guess in Australia, church lawyers can order people.
Tame the cunt!
To stop using the domain name www.scientology.info.
Why? Reason?
Web servers. Not web servers. This is indignation, you cocksuckers. Web surfers might confuse it with the real thing.
So what?
The site states that it has no connection with the Church of Scientology and offers a link to the Scientology homepage. Then it posts links to a series of videos of Cruise talking about Scientology. Oh, shit, we got to check that out. In addition, including sci-fi video parody of the actor's infamous May television appearance on Oprah.
Shit! I want you to stay away from me.
The site is purely satirical and is for entertainment and consists of links to other sites.
Cock.
It contains no fact nor claims to do so and is completely non-commercial. That's from their lawyers.
That's completely psycho.
Well, you pisses me off, John.
What's it?
Is that Scientology has money to pay lawyers to go after this kind of bullshit.
Excuse me. How's it going? What is it? Huh? What's your name, please?
All right, we're going to need the
Sergio.
Sly Stallone soundboard. As I read the next story.
You just get it to a point where, you know, you can clue me in. You don't have to go, can you put up the Sly Stallone starboard? Starboard.
Rocky, you know. Spider Rico. You know, you've got a big mouth. You know?
All right. So Sly Stallone.
Sly?
It's coming out with Rocky
Six.
We talked about that. Rocky Six.
No.
Because he's got nothing better to do, I guess. Not only that, John.
Really?
He's coming back in combat for a fourth Rambo.
Rocky, you know?
Sylvester Stallone is attached to star in Rambo 4, the first film about the one man... I gotta blame the AP for this. No, I gotta blame Rutgers. I'm reading exactly what they say in the text, and
Absolutely.
It says,
hey.
Rocky IV, the first film about a one-man killing machine. It's what the fuck is that? Who's writing for Rutgers?
Your face is all busted up, your hands are swollen, you know?
Anyway, Stallone, 59, John. The guy's 59.
No.
Recently announced he would revisit another franchise when he begins filming Rocky Balboa.
I'd like to explain something.
The
sixth
time.
I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain, but I ain't punchy, you know. It's just the way I talk here.
Yeah, it's just
I got a relaxed Blaine.
I got a relaxed Blaine.
That's right, it stinks!
Rocky 6. I'm sorry. Rambo 4. I can't even read anymore.
Oh,
Rambo 4. Not the foreman.
I had to go now, but don't you leave town.
What was that TV series with the foreman?
You got a big mouth. You know, you just talk too much.
He's going to make another movie.
What are you talking about?
One day at a time. One day at a time. With Schneider. He was the foreman, wasn't he?
Oh, right. Schneider.
And
no,
he
it wasn't.
To get
was it One Day at a Time with Valerie Bertinelli?
Yeah, and the redhead mom. He always wanted to get in her pants. Schneider. All right, then.
Yeah, I know it.
So Rocky IV centers on the former Vietnam vet John Rambo. Who is living a reclusive life back home in the USA. But when a girl goes missing, John.
How old did you say he was?
In a world where a girl goes missing. He's 59.
I'm 30 myself.
Fucker.
I'm 30 myself.
No, you're
what
not.
How you doing?
What is he known as, though?
The Italian Stallion.
Yeah, the Italian Stallion. Yeah, forgive me if I am not too eloquent and all, you know.
I'd like to explain something. I ain't punchy. I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain, but I ain't punchy, you know. It's just the way I talk here.
That was the best character
you know,
ever.
My wife met him.
She did? Where at?
Yes, in Florida.
She get a picture?
Now, her and her boss were there looking at cars.
Hey, man, hey, what was that shit?
Nothing.
You blame me on that shit all the time.
You blame me.
Yeah, you blame me. And then, yeah, so my wife and I were in Florida. All right, go ahead. So you're in Florida. And what
so happened? Anyway, not me, the wife and her boss.
Oh, right, right.
It was like a whole company thing. But they decided to go to like a, I don't know, a Lamborghini store or something. And the Italian Stallion was there. She calls me up right away. I met the Sly. You know, it was unbelievable. He's as tall as me.
So what was the meeting? I mean, she met him. What happened?
Stallone was in there looking at the same cars as her boss.
Okay, so then
they talked and did what I don't know
hey,
if they
are you gonna pick this one up?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Style. My name is Rocky Balboa.
So she said he's as tall as her,
and she's
like 4'2".
4'2". No wonder Thunderlips
no, like
look so goddamn big.
5'1" or 2", 5'2" maybe.
Well, thank you very much.
He's not a big guy.
No, not
he's
at all.
Small guy.
No.
But the one kick-ass thing about Sylvester
hey,
Stallone.
You want to hear how Sylvester starts his car?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Actually, it's like this.
No.
It's like a bad battery.
All right.
He's got a really bad battery.
No.
That's fucking funny, man.
Hey, Sly, start your car, would you? You need to jump a cable.
No.
Let me try again.
No.
I think my battery's dead.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like in the winter, you know, and it's really cold.
I can't laugh because I have Glenlivet in my mouth. No, I have Maker's Mark
Excuse
in my
me?
Mouth this week. Yeah. All right.
Is a drag.
Go ahead and play that Bush clip I gave you today.
This is recycled stuff.
That's a new soundboard I got. Listen to this.
This is recycled stuff.
What a monkey. Play the clip I gave you, and we'll get into the next story.
All right.
50 years ago, in Montgomery, Alabama, this humble seamstress stood up to injustice by refusing a bus driver's order that she give up her seat for a white man. Her show of defiance was an act of personal courage that moved millions, including a young preacher named Martin Luther King. And our nation thinks of Rosa Parks and her loved ones today.
did you hear what he called her?
No.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks.
Her name is Rosa Parks. Stupid ass chimp.
This is recycled stuff.
And the other thing is, he mentioned Martin Luther King, but it's Martin Luther King
Jr.
Stupid ass.
Let's go, dummy.
So not only that, he mentions, when he says Rosa Parks,
that needs to be fixed.
Name, he says Rosa Parks.
In other words, give me the pen.
So whoever prepped him on this stupid speech that he gave, which he couldn't give a couldn't care less about.
Make
Rosa
sure you
Parks,
tell your brother Stuart.
He calls her Rosa Parks.
Park.
Rock it. Touch it. Don't touch it. Drugs and alcohol. I gave her white hair. Let's come together. Not only once, but twice.
Well. You know, John.
You know what he says, though, about doing that? He says...
And do it. And do it well.
No doubt. You know,
in
John.
In return for money.
I can't get a word in with the W. We, on this show, we bash the W. We bash George Bush.
I hate the motherfucker. Can I just say that? Like I told Marty years ago, I hated his dad, and the reason why I won't vote for George W. is I hate him, too. He could not have said a word, and I still wouldn't have voted for him. And we have a poster dedicated to him called Dumb and Dumber right here in our studio.
Our studio. Maybe we'll take a snapshot of
that. It is pretty goddamn funny, don't you
think? It is pretty funny. And
I talked to my dad.
The W, the guy is so goddamn out of it, he can't even get Rosa Parks' name right. He says Rosa Parks. So was this... Here's my theory. The guy has no clue that he's even on the earth, okay?
Yeah.
Imagine if you were a chimp in a cage and people gave you food when you did something well and you didn't jerk off. That's what the W is like right now.
Yeah.
He has no comprehension. The best education money could buy, and he doesn't even know who Rosa Parks is.
It's fuzzy math.
Because he pronounces her name as Rosa Parks.
That needs to be fixed.
It does, that motherfucker. And, John, let's dedicate a few minutes to Rosa Parks and tell the real story, not the W stupid-ass story. This is a woman who refused to give up her bus seat to a white man, sparked, and she sparked the modern civil rights movement.
Fucking cracker.
Fucking cracker. Because this, John, even though in the Civil War, which was not started because of slavery, but during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln said, hey, let's throw this Emancipation Proclamation in here.
How are
and
you?
Give the slaves, the Negroes, freedom. And right. He did that. And that was in 1865, John.
Well, he just wanted them to get the fuck out. He gave them money and said, go back.
Whatever.
This ain't working out. This is causing more trouble than it's worth.
Right, because we had a lot of racist,
fuck-up
white supremacists in America in the 1800s, 1700s.
Even our Thomas Jefferson, Thomas J.
Had some slaves. He even nailed some slaves.
Yes, he did, and has some offspring.
Offspring. But the point here, John, let me get back to the point if I can. Would you let me?
Yeah, please.
Only if I can remember it.
Hey, man.
Let's come together.
The point is...
Not only once, but twice.
God damn it. That's what happens when you know, the short-term memory goes first.
Yeah.
And then you can't remember the point.
But, Scott, if you're going to do it...
And do it. And do it well.
That's all.
All right. So, Abraham Lincoln got the Emancipation Proclamation. Gave them their freedom. But almost 100 years later, they still didn't have their civil rights. And when I say they, I'm talking about Negroes in America.
Yeah, the blacks.
Still didn't have their civil rights.
African-Americans, ladies and gentlemen.
So if you're outside the states, or even if you're inside and you've been misled by the bogus U.S. history you've been taught in high school, here's the bottom line, folks. Even in 1955, there were laws on the books that segregated blacks and whites. So what's that means, John? Do you know what that means? It means they kept them apart. If you were a black man in 1955, you had to drink from a different fountain. You had to go to a different bathroom.
That needs to be fixed.
You had to, if you were on the bus, you had to give up your seat to a white person. How fucked up is that? Anyway.
It's pretty fucked up.
In 1955, a white guy came over, and why aren't there stories about this fuck-ass white guy? And I want to know his name, and is he still alive? This fucker. And why don't they give him more attention? Who? The guy who asked Rosa Parks to get off her ass because he was white and he wanted her seat. Not only is he not a gentleman, he's an a-hole, too.
Yeah, before her even being black, she was a woman.
That's right, a woman.
Yeah.
So how about you stand your stupid redneck sorry ass up and let Rosa Parks sit down? But you know, John, if that didn't happen... And Rosa
fucking
Parks
tonky cracker.
Wasn't asked to get out of her seat, then you would not have Martin Luther King Jr., potentially.
I hate racists.
So anyway.
On either side.
The white guy told her to get up, and she said, you know what? I've worked long. I've worked hard. I'm a woman. I'm black. And no white man is going to tell me to get out of my seat. I'm going to sit here. Why don't you just stand? And she finally had enough. She was like, F it. F these white people, these crackers. I'm going to sit my ass on this seat.
You crack a motherfucker!
Can fuck off. And you know what happened, folks? She was arrested. Arrested. That's how fucked up America is in 1955.
And you know what happened after that?
Well, I talked to Condi and asked her to call Andy.
And then what?
That's it.
All right.
I talked to my dad.
So what happened now?
I talked to Vice President Cheney.
She was arrested.
Well, Condi, you know, is black.
Okay. All right. So she was arrested, and a Baptist minister...
A big gap in her
...got
teeth.
A hold. He got word that she was arrested, and he not only met her, became familiar with her, but he took her and her experience and made it... can you call it the tip of a nuclear head that then became the civil rights movement, and that was Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, Martin Luther King Jr. was his name.
Perfectly reasonable.
And you know what the W got his degree in?
That is your right.
History, John.
Yeah, I know that.
Best education money can buy. He got a degree in history, and he doesn't know Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks. Plural, Pardon? You fuckhead, the W.
I mean,
So, John, Rosa was 42 when she said, I ain't giving up my fucking seat. Get the fuck out of here.
It's... it's...
I'm sorry. I know, man. I should have like a big fanfare after that, but you know what? The shit just hasn't stopped, so.
And Martin Luther King.
It's still happening to this day.
Junior.
And I'm going to tell you a story about that after you
received the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in civil rights.
That's right.
Before he was assassinated by some honky cracker.
I used to work with, actually, when I worked for another company before the company I work for now. A bunch of guys that worked for me were black, and a bunch of guys were white. So half black, half white, right?
Right. White.
And the first thing that happened was my boss gave me checks to start stuffing into envelopes. And I started looking at the checks, and I noticed the pay rate on them for the whites was higher than the blacks.
Whoa.
So you know what I did?
What year is this?
This is, let's see, 1996.
1996,
Scott.
This shit is still going on,
John.
This
shit is going on. So I'm putting these in the envelope, and I start asking my boss. I said, hey, what's the deal here? Why is this guy and this guy getting more than these two guys? And he says, hey, look, man, you know, when I was hiring guys, I needed this guy and that guy, and he wouldn't work unless he got this amount of money, and I really needed him. So the first guys he hired were black, and then the rest of the guys were white, and he gave them more money because they wouldn't work for any less. So what I did was, after I got done stuffing the envelopes, I threw all the white guys' envelopes back to my boss. I said, you hand these out. I said, and I held the ones from the black guys, and I said, I'll hand these out because these guys deserve the money, and they deserve better than what you're paying even those guys. So you can hand them out to those fuckers. And I walked out to the warehouse, and I passed out the checks to the black guys only. Said, have a good weekend. See you later. And that was it.
What were the white guys
saying? The white guy said, hey, where's our checks?
Yeah.
I said, my boss has yours.
Nice.
And I walked away. So one day, one of the black guys, his name was Jimmy. All the other black guys were afraid of this dude. They were afraid. The guy was about my height, my build, and he had some sort of rep. I mean, he was heavy duty. He even had some aliases to his name.
He had some street cred.
Yeah, totally. It even scared me. But one day, something happened where my boss told a black joke, and I laughed. Okay.
Do you remember the joke?
I don't remember the joke, but he overheard me laughing. He said, yo, man, you ain't cool with me anymore. So what are you talking about? I know what you're all about, man. I know what you're all... I said, what? And he finally laid it on the line. He told me, I heard the boss telling a joke, and you laughed at it.
Oh,
it was a racist joke.
Hell no.
I said, you know what? I probably did laugh. I'm not going to excuse myself. I have no idea. I have no idea to know what it is to be black. I have no idea. I'm living in this world from a suburban life without any kind of knowledge of your life at all. I'm not going to make any excuses, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If ever you feel offended by anything I say, or anything you've heard me say, I am truly sorry. That is not my intention to make somebody feel bad. But if I think something's funny, I laugh at it. But if it hurts your feelings, let me know. I'm sorry. That's not my intention to make you feel bad. And from that day on, he totally changes his tune about me. And I never had a problem. One time I was working the night shift, and the biggest guy, this guy must have been 350 pounds, all muscle, huge, Big Mike we called him. And Little Mike, this little skinny kid, like 18 years old, told Big Mike he was going to pop a cap in his ass after the shift. So Big Mike came to me and he said, hey man, I got to go. Little Mike wants to shoot me, and I can't be doing this anymore, so I gotta get out of here. And I really needed all the orders picked that night, okay? And these guys were the best forklift drivers I had. So I went to Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, I need your help. I need you to go talk to Little Mike and tell him to chill out, talk to Big Mike, and let's get through the shift. And Jimmy did that for me. He talked to Little Mike. Little Mike patched it up with Big Mike, and we got the shift pulled together, and we got all the shit picked for the night, and it was sweet.
Nice.
After I left the company, Jimmy would still call me on Thanksgiving and Christmas to wish me a happy holiday.
That's hot.
Of course, he loved my wife because she had a big ass.
Oh.
But other than that...
Tried to take that out in post?
No.
All right.
No, I told her that.
Okay.
I said, you know, Jimmy loves you because you got the big butt, honey. I know all the black guys like my big ass. I don't know. I said, well, honey, I like big asses too, so I might be part black. Although my dick doesn't really
kind of shrivels up
that.
When you jump in a pool, doesn't it?
It's thick, but it's not real long.
You can't find it within the pubic hair.
I can. It just looks like an olive, a frightened olive.
All right.
But anyway,
then.
that's my story, how I, I'm the same way. As you, because...
way as me?
You dated a black.
I dated a
you
black.
You dated one of them blacks.
And the blacks, they were bred for their athleticism, so she was very athletic, this black.
She's a beautiful black woman, by the way. Anyway, you dated an African-American, and I'm totally against racism because, you know, they're just human beings. Everybody's human, right?
Everybody's human.
And,
well, no, not everybody.
Okay, the W.
Because obviously the W.
The W is still part chimp. And, but anyways, that's my little story.
All right, then.
About working with some black fellas.
Some blacks.
And,
how's
fucking up. I fucked up. And I admitted it, but, you know, I wasn't trying to apologize for being white, and he wasn't trying to be apologetic for being black. It was just that I laughed at a joke, and if I think it's funny, and usually most of those jokes that are racist can apply to any race. I don't remember what it was, but, if it offends somebody, I don't think it's right to offend somebody.
Right. All right, then.
You know.
What are we doing on time?
We need to go to the third episode, Scotters.
Really?
Yeah.
Already? We've concluded episode... I'm sorry. We've concluded part two of episode 26,
That's
is what
right.
you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
So let's take a break, and we'll come back with episode 3 here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Make sure you check us out on podcastalley.com. Check out Punky on podcastalley.com and send us some email too at ttn@totaltalknonsense.com. Is that right?
ttn@totaltalknonsense.com. Just visit our website.
Just visit the website.
www.totaltalknonsense.com
and join the forum and tell us what you think. All right, we'll be back with part 3.
That was part 2. Now stay tuned for
part 3. Part 3.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.